You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's a question for you. What's the worst thing that's ever happened in your bed? And I'm going to come right out of the gate here and say, don't want to hear about anyone pooping in your bed.
Well then I'm out.
That's it.
I'm out. No, because we've done that. I don't want to hear that again. I know dirty whores have pooped in your bed.
Right.
Okay.
Poop or pee.
Yes. Any kind of, you know, she pissed herself. She pooped herself. We got it. Mm. We know that happens, unfortunately for you, but it happens. But there's a couple of stories of things you never imagined. So I figured we'd go that way. Mm. The worst thing that's happened in your bed.
Okay.
1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Text us 46969. Jason made a good call. We're also going to withhold puking during oral. Also off the list.
We get a lot of those.
We do. We sure do.
I bet we do.
Yeah.
Thought I'd put that in there.
So I'm just waiting for a farting during the 69, and I got a bingo.
Can we put that on the list too. Yeah, 69 farts. Banned.
Yeah.
Bingo!
In the bedroom and on the show. All right, so let's get into the first story here. Worst thing to happen to you in bed, a woman lying in bed in North Carolina. A rabid fox comes in through the doggy door and attacks the hell out of her.
Okay, yeah, no, that's...
Worst thing to happen to her in bed, I hope.
I don't know what else you could do. I mean, maybe throw a pillow or throw a blanket over it or something like that.
Julie Laughlin didn't have enough time to grab a pillow or grab her sheets. All she could do Sunday night was grab the fox that had her home by the neck and pray.
I was praying. That I would live.
Julie was in bed.
Her fox
9-year-old beagle
you.
Duchess was on the floor
Rabbit.
When a fox crept through the doggy door and ran into her room.
It was very scary. Because they've got very strong mouths.
A very strong mouth latched onto Julie's ankle and snapped her finger. She frantically was able to dial 911 as she held it down for 12 minutes.
Right on my bed, I've got my hand around his neck and my feet all crossing.
Can you get away from the fox?
No.
Police busted down her patio door and pulled the fox off of her.
I didn't think a fox or anything else. I didn't even think another dog could get in.
This is the 8th confirmed rabies case in Greensboro this year. A concern for Julie and her neighbors who have also seen more foxes.
Down here, right in front of the White House.
Yeah, Lily says in the last 2 weeks, she's seen them come close to her house.
It never dawned on me that it could have had rabies. I didn't even think about that.
Animal control leaders say the recent sightings could be from a number of reasons. The warm weather, mating season being between January and March, and now mothers are having babies.
Nice
or
effects.
They're looking for food. Julie warns everyone to simply stay on alert.
I left that door open to the house off the sun porch so she could get in and out. We don't do that anymore.
They just cut that doggy door right into the side of the wall.
Yeah, they did.
It's not like in a...
No, it's normally a part of a door.
Yeah.
But they just drilled through the wall there get it. I've always thought doggy doors were scary.
Yes, how many critters could get in?
Yeah.
Well, and then skinny, messed out people can get in.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I had...
Critters and meth.
When I had my dobe and I cut in the backyard, there was a big doggy door. I'll tell you. They're the best. They're the best when your dog, will just let himself out, because it sucks having to let your dog out every single time. It really does, and that's the way it is. Now the dog wants to go. You go, okay, bud, hold on. I mean, I love the convenience of a doggy door.
Oh, it's absolutely convenient, but you got to risk things coming in as well as going out.
Right, and I guess,
where you live.
You know, my whole thing was, it was a fenced-in backyard. Yeah. If it was going to be a meth person, he was going to have a very interesting surprise when the 105-pound Doberman was on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, if a doggy door is big enough for you to go through, you better understand that there could be something quite large...
Greeting you.
Ready to kill.
Ready to defend
on the other side.
You know,
makes sense. Jameson would just take right out. He would just fly out the door and be gone forever.
Yeah. I don't know, but I mean, usually it's just to your backyard or whatever, and it's...
Yeah.
The thing that sucks about a doggy door, though, is when it would rain.
Mm.
And then the dog would just decide to go out into the mud. and get all muddy and
then
just
come back
barreling in.
That's like, why I like to have towels.
Yeah,
and all
you had to really be careful. Yeah. Like it would, doggy doors come with like a thing that you can slide in that can close them.
Oh,
you mm-hmm. know, so you don't have to keep it open 24/7 if you don't really want to. But I miss the convenience of a doggy door.
And we're going to get to another story involving something horrible that happened in bed that involves a sword in a moment. But first, we're going to you. Worst thing that's happened to you in bed that doesn't include poop, pee, or BJ's. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Melody.
Yes.
How you doing in Tampa today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So what's the worst thing that's happened to Melody in bed?
So I was with a girl a couple years ago, and she had gotten off her period a few days ago. Uh-uh. And so when I went to do stuff with her, she had her Diva cup still in, and I didn't know it. So when I pulled my hand out, it kind of came out too because she pushed it a little bit, and it all spilled on my bed.
Oh, what a filthy lesbian bitch!
So we have to add that to the list,
too. Yeah, lesbian blood. Yeah. We got to put on the list.
Jason,
man.
Add that to your list.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Thank you for your call, Melody.
Oh, Melody. Horrible, horrible.
Melody,
you didn't,
Melody.
You weren't,
wow.
You didn't
never were the same.
Get with that bitch again, did you?
No, never. It was horrifying.
Oh,
oh
man.
God.
Wow.
All
wow.
right, Melody. Thanks for listening. All the best.
Whew.
Take care. What a ride.
That was a wild,
quite
wild
a start.
Ride.
Diva Cup.
Yeah.
Damn. So, we can't get into the details here.
No.
But, wow.
Let's not.
I don't even know what to say.
This is a bad one.
I'm glad it didn't happen to any of us.
Right.
This is a bad one. This woman texted, the worst thing to happen to her in bed, she said, my boyfriend was doing me from behind.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden said, babe, do you have a hemorrhoid?
Oh, no.
When I got embarrassed, he's like, it's looking me right in the eye.
Oh, my God.
Real sensitive guy.
Yeah, he's a real...
Not what you want to hear.
He's a lady killer.
Your hemorrhoid is looking me right in the eye.
Real sensitive.
Twinking at me.
You got to know your condition of your condition.
Oh, don't open up regions that aren't acceptable for
you
visitors.
You know? Yeah.
Let's close off rooms that aren't ready to be visited.
Put a roid patch over it or something.
I don't even know what
roid
you do.
Patch.
A little sticker.
Yeah.
Like a
Band-Aid.
You know, like a little pasty. You got it over top of it. Like, oh, my...
That's, out of
it's
order.
Covered. Yeah, it's an out of order sticker. I like that
out
idea.
Of order is
yeah.
amazing.
I'd have to get a whole bunch of those.
Oh, you need a lot of stickers,
Jeff. My God, it's always broken.
Jim is with us. Worst thing to happen to you in bed, Jim?
Support command, first of all.
Support command.
Well, it's not me. It happened to a buddy of mine in grade school. They went away for like 2 or 3 weeks on vacation. And he accidentally left the window open to his bedroom. And when he came home, it was like late at night, and he climbed into bed, and hornets had built a nest in his bed. And he got lit up, like, in the hospital for like a week.
Oh, my God. Oh, that bad. So he, like, climbed into bed, and it was just hornets. Like, climbed into bed with hornets.
That's terrifying, you know?
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Can't do that.
He was like 13 years old, and he just got home beat and climbed into bed all comfy and just got lit the heck up. And they rushed into the hospital, and he was in the hospital for a good week.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, sure. God knows how many bites he got.
He's lucky. Oh,
I've never heard of someone climbing into a nest before.
Yeah.
No.
That's the first.
Yeah. I had a buddy when we were in grade school. He was viciously attacked by the family cat under his covers, groin.
Oh my God!
So
the cat was in there.
The cat was under there and was just and was young, and it just
got him.
Went for whatever the
little cat toy it saw.
Yeah, the cat toy it saw. And ouch. Bad. Hospital bad.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Bites. Sucks. Bites and scratches.
Cats have sharp teeth, man.
And they can hang on to things.
Claws. It was bad. Yeah. Bad, bad. And he missed a bunch of time at school, and it came out.
Aww. Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
That's got out.
Attacked by a crazy pussy in bed.
Yeah, it got out.
Oh, poor fella. This one came in through text. When I was young, I was playing with a sparkler inside my room, and my mom knocked on my door. Me not understanding how sparklers worked, I tried to put it out by smothering it on my bed.
Oh.
Left a giant crater in my mattress.
I bet. Yeah.
Is that stuff thermite?
I believe it is.
Yeah, it is thermite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, like sparkles.
So. You can't do
it. They burn hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they go out when they want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
When they're done.
Suzanne is with us here. Hi.
Hello.
Worst thing that's happened to Suzanne in bed?
Well, I was trying a new sex move with my husband. I really like performing oral. So I had his...
Bless you.
I had his... legs up in the air, and I was on the edge of the bed. I was just about to go to town, and I slid off the edge, and I broke a couple of ribs.
Oh, what a disaster. He was
yeah, he's twisting her up like a pretzel.
But then, oh, no. So you broke a couple of ribs by falling off the bed?
Yeah. We've got a really old style, huge bed, and I was on the edge. I was trying to drag him toward me, and I slid right off and broke a couple of ribs.
Oh my God! Oh,
did you know they were broken right away?
I did because I couldn't breathe.
Oh,
I've heard it's one of the most painful things you can have: broken ribs.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Can I ask you?
I still like giving oral, but
oh, I was going to add that. There you go.
You answered my question.
You answered my question before I could even ask. Now. I will say, lady, that is quite a vulnerable position for your fella to be in, with legs up in the air and you pulling him towards you.
Yeah,
that is.
He's fine with it.
Can I? This is a bold question, Suzanne.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It seems like in that position, he also likes stuff in his back door.
Well, more like taint.
Oh yeah. Okay. James?
The
James.
Only James.
He's a taint man.
Yeah.
Yeah, taintman.
I think because we've said like most men wouldn't get in that position. It's a very vulnerable position. Right. Yeah. We don't think it looks very sexy.
No.
So a lot of guys wouldn't be in that position.
I think once a guy gets in that position, though, and becomes a taintman, they're fine.
Taintman. Once a taintman, always a taintman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's just say that he has a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
sounds like
that's
it.
Amazing.
Good for you guys. A nice, healthy sexual relationship. Yep. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
See ya. That is, first of all, I can't, one, imagine being in that position, and two, someone yanking me towards them.
Yeah, I must be a little fella, huh?
He's got to be a tiny
like
guy.
Yeah, like a little skinnier
or
fella.
Or she's a weightlifter.
Yeah,
I don't know. Most women can't drag their man down the bed.
You couldn't pull me anywhere.
Petite man.
I'm like a tractor pull trailer.
Oh, man. That's Suzanne and the Tateman. Yeah. I'd watch that show. Let's go to Nick, who's with us in Boston. Nick, the question is, after this rabid fox entered a home through the doggy door and attacked the owner in bed, what's the worst thing that's happened to you in bed?
Well, first, prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Preparing to peg.
An army draws nigh.
Here they come.
You see him over the horizon?
I do.
Wait, hold. Peg! Peg!
Yes.
Well, to this day, I still do it. I sleep with the window open all the time.
Yes.
And a rabid raccoon got into my house while I was sleeping, and the window was right next to my bed, and attacked me and my cat while I was sleeping.
Aww.
Were you guys okay? She's really, Lisa's most worried about your cat.
I'm sorry. Okay. You're okay, I can tell.
But actually, if it wasn't for the cat, it probably would have been worse. The cat fought him off and got him out of the house.
Of
That's
course.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Of course.
Yeah.
Cat's like, what, bitch? Do you know that I'm a natural born killer?
This is my house, bitch.
I'm pretty sure I'm a tiger.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got little
we call
hands.
The cat bear for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bear
the cat.
Do you still sleep with your doors open?
My windows open?
Windows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your windows,
now,
yeah.
But I make sure there's a screen or fan in there now.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Raccoons are scary, man.
They are.
We have all sorts of wild animals prowling in the woods behind us. So I could never sleep with a window open with no screen or anything.
Something get in there.
Oh yeah, just be sure of it. Chase is in New Boston and joining us now. Hi, Chase.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. Worst thing to happen to you in bed, Chase?
So I was on a work trip in Kansas, and on this factory that I was working on the machines there, and I met this girl that actually, like, ran the machines.
Oh, okay.
So I invited her back to my hotel room for the night. I went and got wine for us and stuff. She said, yeah. And so we started, you know, getting going. Things are rolling. And she takes off her shirt, and she doesn't have nipples or a belly button.
I'm sorry? She had no nipples or belly button.
Or a belly button.
Like a mannequin?
Nice. No. So I was like, first off, I was like, hold on, and like stopped to try to like ask about it, because I feel like that's something you should like say that you don't have.
Sure.
And
yes.
So it was like, so she had like a scar where her belly button was, so I was guessing it was some kind of surgery or something, but just me asking made her freak out, and so she grabbed both glasses and the bottle of wine, threw them on me in my bed, and ran out of the hotel room naked.
Oh, man. With her no nipples and no belly button.
Yep.
Well, you dodged a bullet on that one, I think
you did.
I feel like you dodged a bullet.
Like some body modification.
I don't know. I don't know. Or something.
Reaction.
Something happened.
That's wild.
It's not worth getting to the bottom of. You know, you just let her run.
She just grow up without nipples.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe she left to run out and go find her nipples and put them on and come back.
You know what?
Little nipples.
I knew I forgot
suction.
Something.
You can't get into
today.
My bed with no nipples.
You gotta have nipples.
I must have two nipples to ride
must
this
have
ride.
Nipples to enter.
Oh my god!
Imagine she had little like suction cup ones though, and Dave, and you were going to town, and
oh my
choked
god!
Them.
Oh Jesus!
Game off.
Jesus!
Game off.
Well, you gotta get it.
Like prosthetic nips.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they make them.
I don't.
Choked in one of those broads' fake nipples last night.
Yeah.
Craziness. Some tech coming in here. Worst thing to happen to you in bed. Fell asleep with a giant bowl of cereal. Woke up to everything soaked in milk. It stunk.
Oh,
it stink.
Yeah.
Lisa fell asleep with ice cream.
Well, yeah, I just went. I would watch TV and eat ice cream in bed sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Fudge got all over the place.
Oh, that's fudge not, disaster.
Yeah. Fudge it was all over the sheets.
This normal.
Looked obscene. Yeah.
It's just fudge. It's just fudge.
Yeah. Just tons of fudge.
Please, I'm not into that. Vanessa's in Marine City. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. We're talking about the worst thing that's happened to you in bed.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I were going at it from behind, and he was going too fast. He slipped out and went completely in my butt. I end up in the hospital. I end up with one tear on the outside and two tears on the inside.
Oh, not ready.
You got three ass tears?
Yeah, not ready.
The old trinity of destruction.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
I'm on the floor.
Yeah. How's your ass now?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're doing all right.
Healed.
Okay, all healed up.
Good. They put it back together.
Good to hear. Thanks for calling in, Vanessa.
I can't imagine having to go to the hospital for that.
When they say, what are you in for? What seems to be the trouble?
Ripped my butthole asunder.
Could you imagine having to say that to someone?
I always assume when something like that has happened, that was a...
Was no accident?
That was no accident.
On the fellas'
part?
That
was a planned...
Hoping
that nothing really bad would happen.
No, you can't surprise people.
You know, that's...
Come on now.
But I mean, I just don't see how you could just...
The comedy of errors it would take.
It just doesn't make... It doesn't add up.
It doesn't. He slipped down and it's up.
It doesn't add up.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Someone said, worst thing that happened to me in bed, hot summer night, turned the fan on that was in the window, one of those window fans.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of baby spiders came flying through the fan and onto me on the bed. I'm terrified of spiders, so I didn't sleep in my bed for a couple of days after that.
That must have been a wolf spider.
Oh, they just released their young.
They carry them, like hundreds of them on their back.
Ooh.
It's disturbing. One of my greatest fears.
Yeah, Lisa would probably set her bed on fire.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Burn it.
The other story that's making news this morning about a horrible thing to happen in bed, this was in England. Your girlfriend, I think, can tolerate if you have like a weird, nerdy hobby until it almost kills her.
Well, you can't be into something nerdy that kills.
Yeah. A couple in England were having a pretend sword fight over their bed the other day.
You can't do this.
They were dressed as Vikings.
Okay. This chick's cool.
And the guy got a little too into it.
Uh-oh. No.
They were using real swords, and the guy was really practicing his moves as they kind of did it across the bed.
Uh-huh.
One of those moves caught her in the neck.
Oh,
and hit an artery.
Oh my God.
Lights out.
She almost bled out in bed. Paramedics luckily got there just in time, gave her a blood transfusion on the scene.
Oh my God.
Rushed her to a hospital, and she's listed in good condition today.
I'm glad.
Sorry, baby.
I'm not Eric the Red. I've learned that now.
She just thought she was going to get into some kinky stuff or something. She's like, I'm kind of dressed as a hot Viking chick. I'm going to sword fight with my guy for a little bit, and then we can settle in. He chops her head off.
Jesus. He was really excited to sword fight.
Too excited.
Listen, I have swords. I have a sword. But it's not sharp. You can't have...
super sharp ones.
You can't have a sword fight over your bed with one that's sharp.
Yeah.
You will kill somebody. They're designed to kill somebody.
You can't do that. A few more calls here. We're talking about the worst thing that's happened to you in bed. Justin's with us next. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's she going, eh? So, yeah, this one's about my dad. He was down in Austin, Texas on a work trip, and he's sleeping, he's waking up, he's seeing these lizards on the wall. Little did he realize there's tons of them inside the bed, too.
Oh.
He's throwing them out the door, three more coming in. He's starting to flush them. He's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. So he strips his bed, and there's a cricket ironed into the mattress, man.
There's a cricket ironed in? So, like, they just burned it in.
They knew it was there. Like, they ironed it in. They just pressed it.
Oh, my God.
That's horrifying.
Where did he stay? Remind me not to stay there when I go to Texas.
One star.
Was it a cricket or a cockroach? It was probably a cockroach.
I probably couldn't tell after it was...
after it was ironed. I've never seen an ironed insect.
No, nor have I. And hope never to.
Yeah, me too.
Dylan's with us next. Hi, Dylan. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. So, worst thing that's happened to you in bed?
A few years back, I went to go visit some friends in Flint with my girlfriend. We stayed the night, fell asleep in bed, woke up in bed, to my girlfriend all pissed off, and I was like, what's the issue? And she's like, you know what you did last night? I was like, as far as I know, I've been in bed. And she said, look at your feet, and they're all black and, like, cut up. And I was like, what happened? So I guess she found me in downtown Flint sleepwalking in my underwear.
Oh.
Lucky to be alive.
Man,
lucky to be alive.
You're right.
Lucky to be alive.
It's just the good thing is he had his just underwear.
Yeah.
Nothing to offer.
Yeah.
Nothing to offer.
People knew he was crazy, probably. Yeah. And we're like, well, we'll go nowhere near that.
Yep.
That's so scary.
That's super. And she found him?
Yeah. She probably
did. He could have been anywhere today.
If you sleepwalk that bad, you should probably tether yourself.
I agree.
Yeah, tie yourself down.
I agree.
Bruce had something bad happen to him in bed. He's with us next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So what happened, man?
So I have epilepsy. I've had it my whole life. I'm 33 now, and I've had 4 brain surgeries to fix it, and all has worked out well.
Uh-huh.
But before I had surgeries, it was something I struggled with. So I was with with my wife in bed, and I was having a seizure while we were having intercourse, and she needed to call up my mom for help. So I was laying naked on the bed, fully erect, while my mom was trying to stop me.
No. I'm seizing with the boner. Well, sure,
that's
you
good.
Were seizing. You were seizing. You just gave your mom some boner trauma.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, so, Bruce.
I know it's happened, and my wife gives me a hard time, and now you can look back at it, and it's funny, but, oh, my goodness, it was like the elephant in the room for over a year.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, that sucks, man. Glad you're okay, dude. Thanks for calling in.
At least it's an elephant in the room.
Yeah. The mouse in the room. Yeah. Still, you don't want your mom to see your boner.
No.
Really, no. Under no circumstances.
Yes. Nope.
At all.
No.
This one here, worst thing that happened to me in bed. I was living with my grandma at one point in her roach-infested house.
Oh.
Woke up one morning to roaches crawling all over my face. My face. Oh, my face.
The only time I've ever seen roaches was at like a kind of like nasty hotel I stayed at, thinking it was nicer.
Yep.
They're fast and gross, dude. But I saw some show about exterminators, too, where they, these people, their whole house was covered in cockroaches.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like covered in it. They had to burn it to the ground so that it didn't spread throughout the neighborhood. Yep.
Baked a massive cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Placed my plate on the bed because it was really hot. Next thing I know, the plate cracks and the hot chocolate chip cookie is all over the bed. I cried my fat ass asleep.
Oh my God.
I still Aww. Eat it. I still eat it.
You're going to lick it off the bed?
I mean, I don't. If I melt through a plate or destroy it, I don't care.
Oh, that's. What is better than a freshly made chocolate chip cookie?
Not a lot.
Not a lot,
there's
better.
Not a lot. Not so a lot.
Good. I don't eat in my bed.
I really don't either.
I don't either. I don't have a TV in my room.
Only
now,
when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Really, that's the only time. Like, if Amber brings me some, like, toast and tea to bed or something, right. If I'm not feeling well, that's the only time. Outside of that, I hate the feeling of crumbs on you.
Yeah. I mean, like, my bed is just, like, I don't want any crumbs or anything in there. Plus, I'm laying down, I'm like, choke on something. Or...
When I'm in bed, I could legitimately eat one crumb. And there'd be 10 crumbs in my bed. Yeah. I don't know why.
Don't know how it happens.
I don't understand it.
Ken's with us in Tampa. Ken, what's the worst thing that's happened to you in bed?
Me and my wife were getting into it, and she was on top. We went to roll over, and I went to grab the headboard to position myself to be on top. And I missed the top of the headboard and hit the center of it and ran my fingernails right down the paneling of wood. And it runs slivers, splinters,
under your nail?
Up underneath my up the middle finger and the ring finger, right up all the way up underneath the nail, and broke off.
Oh, boner, deactivate!
Yep.
Yeah, that'll kill a boner real quick.
That's like a torture move.
Yeah.
The sad part about it was it broke off even with my nail, and there was nothing to grab, you know, to try and pull it back out. It took me about an hour with tweezers to pull it out.
Oh my God.
So I told her, you grab onto it and I will pull. So about an hour later, but yeah.
Oh my.
Talk about kill the moment.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, you're not on top after that, let me tell you.
I threw you off.
That's crazy.
That is too bad. That's too bad.
Oh, man. That stuff was going so well.
I know, right?
Imagine how bad that would hurt.
Oh my God. I can't.
No. It's like a torture. That's what they do to torture you.
Have you ever done it where you just accidentally, like, you've either hit something or you've cut your nail too low and there's just, like, a tiny little bit of, like, your nail bed has, like, exposed or whatever. And it's like, for me, it's debilitating.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's
Chuck
like...
Chuck won't be in today.
I won't.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
The amount of, like, nerves and stuff.
Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A new survey of over 1,000 hiring managers found there are things that can instantly destroy your chances in a job interview, even if you have a great resume. And here are some of the things. And if anyone has any experience in this, something you can't believe someone did in an interview, you can feel free to chime in for a minute. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Swearing made the list in a job interview. You cannot drop F-bombs or... I mean, I guess it depends on the job a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I feel like it's just... It's unprofessional to be...
Foul-mouthed in an
interview. Yeah, it is. It's unprofessional.
answering a phone call or text.
Well, yeah.
Just a second. Yo, yeah. What's up? Can you imagine?
No.
No.
Being arrogant or acting like you're entitled. 59% say that will destroy your chances. Showing a lack of accountability.
Like if you're late to it.
Well, like if you got fired from your last job and then you blame the whole thing on the boss, mm-hmm.
sure,
or whatever, that
sure,
kind of
right.
thing. Addressing inappropriately.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But did it destroy your chances?
Well, you can't see the whole thing, but this outfit that I had on, this was like the top of the jean tuxedo that I was wearing. I showed up at a job interview, this exact look, jean shirt, full Canadian tuxedo, and trying to get a job in like stores where they sold clothes. Every chance was destroyed.
And it did not work.
No. I mean, look at me. You wouldn't hire that guy to sell your product.
Unprofessional body language will destroy your chances 43% of the time. Three worst mistakes: not making eye contact. Well, then you appear totally shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not smiling or fidgeting with something.
I've always heard you should just mimic whatever the other person's doing.
So they're holding their hands in front of them. You hold your hands in front of you.
You should always kind of just mimic whatever they're doing.
Hmm. I always did great in job interviews.
Me too.
I was a pro at it.
Me too. I killed it.
Yeah, I killed it too.
I never really had to do one.
Really? I had to do a million of them.
Yeah, I had to do a few.
Being caught in a lie. 71% of employers say they'd never hire you if they caught you in any sort of lie.
So like lying on your resume and then...
Yeah, I knew. I got a job once because the guy that got the job before me told them that he had no DUIs or anything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they ran his car insurance because he had to drive, and then he didn't get the job. And then my radio career was born.
Yeah.
Knowing nothing about the job or company you're applying for, 45% say that.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What do you guys do here again? Radio?
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Why would you even...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, I think that happens a lot. They just go for an interview.
Huh.
Samantha has a comment here. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Talking about things that'll destroy your chances in a job interview.
Okay, yeah. I actually was part of an interview committee recently, and we had this girl that was interviewing, of course, and we asked her one of those like normal questions, like, how do you deal with stress? And her response was that she'll just get up in the middle of her shift and leave and go cry in the bathroom and come back. And if anybody asks her what's wrong, she won't tell them. And we were just kind of like, what?
Oh, my God.
That's what I do here.
Yeah, so she did not get the job.
She said it
like six times through the interview.
Oh, she has some problems, Samantha. Oh, yeah. We should probably get her some help. That woman needs help.
Yeah.
She was a cry. It was a cry for help that went unanswered.
Listen, I knew...
I'm going to the bathroom and cry.
I knew a guy who... he had a great schooling. He was like, financial stuff. Like, but he was just terrible at talking to someone that he didn't know. And he would do all these interviews, like so many interviews, and he never got the job.
Mm.
And it was always like, I know why he didn't get the job.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when someone has to work with you, you know, you have to prove that like you could be, oh yeah, he could be one of the guys or one of the girls.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it's likability.
I mean, that it is. Yeah.
And if you're just inside a shell and, like, nope.
Yeah.
Alyssa from Detroit has a comment on this, talking about something that destroyed a job interview.
Yeah, hi, I'm Balls.
Balls.
So I'm a recruiter, so I have, like, a million horror stories, but the worst one I've ever had, I was explaining benefits to someone, and she was just so grateful to have health insurance, she decided to tell me about her car accident she was in, and then proceeded to show me all of her scars that included up her leg and her vagina.
Ooh, here's my vagina scar!
You're hired.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she was just uncontrollably crying, and was I felt bad, and she was like, you don't understand, and so she just lifted up her dress, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh,
wow, that's just someone who's absolutely out of their mind.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. All the time.
Or she was into you.
Well, I mean, they're trying. She was trying her best.
Thanks for calling in.
She tried her best.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't show your vagina scar in a job interview.
Yeah, job interviews aren't the place to bust out the old
badge. You're auditioning to be a stripper or something. You just want to...
Even then, I mean, you might want to let them know that it's all like a sliced and diced roast beef sandwich down there.
this one, smithereens.
I said cool beans in an interview.
Don't say that.
I didn't get the job because of that.
Yeah, I can't say cool beans.
Can't ever say cool beans.
You shouldn't say cool beans ever.
Oh, no. We knew. A cool beans girl. She was as crazy
yep.
can
yeah.
be.
Yep.
I was a bar manager. When people would come in asking for a job application and then ask for a pen, we'd give them a pen, let them spend time filling it out, and then throw out the application. We always thought if they aren't prepared enough to bring a pen, they're not a right fit.
Oh, God.
That's a little tough.
Yeah.
It's a bar, for God's sakes.
A bar, right? Yeah.
Bring a pen?
We've got one.
I never even brought a pen to school.
I didn't either.
I always had to borrow someone's pen.
I borrowed all my supplies throughout my entire education.
Me too.
There was always some poor girl next to me that I was like, every can time. I get a piece of paper?
Yep.
And she'd be like, here you go. Can I get a pen?
Yeah.
Talking about things that have ruined job interviews. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. May the penis be with you.
And also with you.
So I interviewed this woman once, and she was talking kind of quietly, and then I heard other voices in the background. And I didn't think anything of it. It was fine. She was doing okay. But then a couple minutes later, I ask her another question, and I hear a flush, like a toilet flush.
Oh. Oh, she was on the toilet during a phone interview.
Well, yeah, and at first I just kind of thought, no, I couldn't possibly have heard that. That's just too crazy. But then a couple of minutes later, it happened again. So I said to her, I'm sorry, are you in a restroom or something? She said, oh, yeah, I needed a quiet place for the interview, and this was the best that I could do. She did not get the job.
No. Yeah, no.
You can't do an interview from the toilet.
No.
No, you just hope. If you're going in there for it to be quiet when some... I just got to drop a load off.
I feel like she was the one who had to go to the bathroom during the little talk.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
You know? And you try and do the old flush with your toe and run. You know? But they heard.
I interviewed a medical assistant for a job once at my clinic. She came in wearing jeans and a hoodie. Very poor grammar. But then when asked strengths and weaknesses, she said... My best strength is that I don't have any weaknesses. He said, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
A weakness is that I'm too strong.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, I went to an interview. Interview went great. Lady offered me the job. At the end of the interview, she says, you know, this is a UAW position. Is that fine with you? Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't take the job. She says, why? I said, I'm late. What does that got to do with anything? So isn't the UAW the United African Workers?
Oh.
Apparently that wasn't right, and I haven't got a call back yet. I'm still hopeful.
No, it is not is United not African Workers.
No, it's not.
No.
I mean, that is
United Auto Workers.
Yeah, that is the auto workers.
You probably heard that along the way from some kind of family member. Huh?
Oh, yeah. It's stuck in your...
Yeah.
Redneck brain. Brian's next. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, man. Talking about things that have destroyed job interviews.
Yeah, I was a midnight manager for a packaging company. I had to hire a couple of guys, and you know, there were some chairs just outside my office there, and it was a glass door, had the blinds wide open. I made eye contact with this guy several times while I was interviewing a few people in front of him. He was next to come in. And I look up, and he has got his finger so far up his nose. I thought he was sticking his brain. And the only thing I could think of at the time was something my old man used to say all the time. And if he saw someone in traffic or something or in public, he'd say, listen, if you pull gold out of that finger, I shove my finger up there next. And I started laughing like crazy. And, you know, obviously I wasn't going to give this guy the job if he was going to do something like that.
So wait, you could see him.
His hygiene wasn't well.
You could see him. Yeah, he was waiting to be interviewed and he was picking his nose.
Yeah.
Picking his nose, digging away.
Yeah, deep.
It wasn't just a quick itch. It was up there a few seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's animals in the world among us.
Oh, for sure.
But you don't have, even if you are a gigantic nose picker, you don't have the decency to hold back on that urge.
Some people can't help it. Some people cannot help it, and they don't care. Some people don't care, no. Guys. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. People are revolting.
Yeah.
I wonder what ever happened to that nose picker we worked with.
I don't know. Did he get let go?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A while ago.
Okay.
Well, I haven't heard anything.
No.
I mean, does he have a great immune system?
Wonderful. He has a wonderful immune system. He'll never be sick.
Was he one of those that ate him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, he ate him.
All the time. On camera.
All the time.
On camera.
Yeah, there was cameras in the booth.
Jesus.
There was many videos of him eating his own bodily products.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nick from Boston, good morning.
Bodily products.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good. We're talking about things that destroy your chances in a job interview.
So I used to be a technical recruiter, and I set this one guy up for a position. And, you know, he was smart. You know, I obviously checked his resume first. I hooked him up with the company and everything. And they wanted to do a Skype interview with him. I thought he was going to do fine. And then, you know, turns out he bombed the interview. And when I asked him what happened, like what he got wrong on it or anything, they said technically he was very smart. But he did the interview in his living room and had all of these, like, Nazi flags up in his living room. Oh, and they saw them.
Yeah.
And then when they sent me the email back, they said that, you know, this guy, you know, might not be the best in this diverse work environment, like, because he's a Nazi.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. We don't hire a lot of Nazis around here.
Hey, listen, I remember way back in the day, there was someone who, like, became an intern, and all of a sudden, like, they were out on site and had a white shirt on. And then all of a sudden you could see through the shirt. I don't know if they got wet. Something happened. It was some kind of hijinks. They got wet. All of a sudden the shirt was see-through on the back and you saw
swastika.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh. And it was instantly, you're gone. Get out of here right now.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you don't know. You know, someone comes in an interview, you think they're fine. They're not. Mm-hmm. They got some... Had some stuff in their living room.
For sure. You're lucky you saw his Nazi flags.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This one, I interviewed a lady. She answered a question and then said, oh, was that answer retarded?
Oh my. Yep, you're not.
Jesus.
No.
Nope, not hired.
New.
No.
Oh, that was retarded, wasn't it?
Mm. My God, lady.
Oh, goodness.
You cannot say that.
Steph from Boston, something that destroyed a chance in a job interview.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I worked, I was a manager for a big sports retailer back in the day, and I had this kid come in, and he came in a Hawaiian shirt and gym shorts.
I like him.
And he smelled like, well, seemed nice, but he smelled like he hadn't showered in maybe 3 weeks.
I hate that.
Yep.
And then he tried to bring his mother, who was in a wheelchair, into the interview with him. And I was like, ooh, buddy.
Oh, that's the craziest thing ever. You don't mind if I wheel my mom in here for this, dude?
I'm here. I'm unshowered in my Hawaiian shirt and shorts, and I got my mom with me in a wheelchair. Was he hoping that he'd get, like, a sympathy vote?
I think so.
That's probably what it was. It didn't work.
And it's... No.
Nothing worse than being stinkers.
Yeah, stinky people.
Stinkers suck.
A lot of times, though, a stinker will clean themselves for the interview, and then they stink for the whole rest of the time you work with them.
Yeah, their career.
Yep.
Just get in the goddamn shower.
Yep.
Right? Is that too much to ask?
I wish you could say that to people.
Just get in the goddamn shower.
Get in the goddamn shower.
Dude. Oh, I wish we could say that.
Oh, my God. If I smell you before I see you,
it's not good.
I hate other people's smells.
Oh, yes. You didn't get a whiff of someone.
Chip, how are you? Chip.
Oh, man, I hate B.O.
This one, my husband said during an interview, a guy was so nervous after the interview, he saluted my husband, the boss. The person being interviewed had no military background. Thank you, sir. You know what? That was like a nervous thing for me for a while, too. Like, I'd do the, thank you.
Yeah.
Come on now. You learn that.
I do that, too. Like, if I, like, just run it, like, sometimes, like, I'll see Dave in the halls while we're doing the show or whatever, and I don't know what to say, so I'll just be like,
Hey, I do too. It's like what a nervous habit.
I don't know. It's
hey, Liz.
Lisa, that's odd. You guys are nuts.
I do to you too,
Lisa.
I do totally.
I don't
do
even
this
notice that happens. Now I will.
I picked up on myself doing it, and I was like, I gotta stop.
That should be the way we say hi now from now on. Just salute,
click your heels.
Yeah.
Can we just do the nod?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's what I do.
Yeah, just a nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just like a. You're going to do the.
I may do a
curtsy or whatever. Yeah, the hell
I may
that
do
is.
Some kind of.
It's like a magician presentation.
Yeah. Hello.
Don.
Hey, morning, guys. Penis boss.
Penis. Something that destroyed a job interview.
All right. So, I just got out of the Marine Corps, 4 years active duty in the infantry. I got on a Friday, had an interview on a Tuesday. Way, way too early to be interviewing with civilians. So, I sit down in the interview, and this woman comes in, a lady. She comes in the office, sits on the other side of the table, and she begins the interview. And I remember, I just got out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And she starts the interview, and I chuckled. I laughed, and I was like, what? You're interviewing me? And she was like, yeah, why? And I was like, well, where's the man at?
Oh.
And she said a couple things to me, and I basically got up and left, and I did not get the job.
Nope. You woman-hating bastard, yeah. Don. You're not going to be hired there.
Yeeks.
Colby from Rhode Island, what about you? What's your story?
So I manage a bar in downtown Providence, and one day one of my servants comes in and says, hey, there's a guy here applying for a job. So I go out. He's at a table. He's wearing a wife beater, sunglasses, ugly plaid shorts, looks real jittery. I walk by at one point, and this guy looks like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind on his application. He ends up asking for another one. Midway through, I'm in the men's room at the urinal. This guy comes into the stall next to me, mustn't have realized who I was, starts doing bumps of coke in the stall next to me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Needless to say, he's my best employee. I've never hired
him. I was
going
to say, how's he working out?
This is who I want.
Oh, this guy's amazing.
I knew right then he was our guy.
Yeah. Right. Hey, love the show, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Colby.
He'll be the greatest salesperson ever. He's willing to do lines of coke in a bathroom next to his boss. He's a genius.
I want to be real discreet.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo! Hello!
Love Lisa and Dave's coke noises.
I know. Yeah, coke noises, I mean, like, that's how I'd be after I had cocaine. Woo. I was like, la, 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 la.
Dave I'd do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I might. See, that's not too far-fetched. This one, I had an interview for a job that I was technically overqualified for. I should have gotten the job so easily. But I messed up when the interviewee asked me what I wanted to be doing in 3 years. My answer was, well, I want your job.
Oh, you can't say that to somebody.
About a minute later, he said, okay, thanks for your time. Never heard back from them.
Sometimes they want to hear stuff like that, though, you think.
I think you just have to say, like, I'd like to be further up in the company. Yeah, don't ever say.
No, I want your job.
Yeah.
I'd like to roost you from your position.
I'm going
to
take your job.
I will have your job. You will be alone. Desolate.
Kristen from Detroit, something that ruined a job interview.
3 years, I will.
Hey, guys.
Everything. Hi.
Hi, I was doing an open house for a maintenance position, and we had quite a few people in there. And there was this one guy, and he was a larger man, and he was kind of sprawled out on the couch. He had about three phones plugged into the wall. And then he had a large black duffel bag, which was kind of strange.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
He had a hello, my name is sticker, which we didn't provide. So he came in
he brought that himself.
Yeah. I love this guy.
And so I was like, okay, you know, his resume wasn't bad and he had previous experience. So I was asking him about, you know, the prior job he had. And he started to tell me how a woman had accused him of going through her panty drawer.
Mm.
And so he told me that I'm no Chester. And it took me a minute to kind of figure out what he was saying because I was kind of took off guard. And I realized he was trying to tell me he wasn't a child molester. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a good quality to have. And then he asked me if I want to look through his duffel bag. And I was like, no, thank you. Interview's over.
Oh God. What was in the duffel bag?
What was in there?
What was in that bag?
Shut up.
I have no idea. I was terrified.
That's scary.
Holy hell.
That is crazy.
He's sprawled out on a couch.
He's got see what's in here?
A duffel bag, three phones plugged in.
Come on.
Hello, my name is sticker.
Yeah.
Talks about.
My name's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Three phone Bill, they call me.
Yeah.
You want to have a
These phones, they belong to people I know.
Oh, I just have so many. Look at my bag.
Jamie.
What?
Jamie from Boston. Good morning.
Here.
Hi, Jamie.
There's a head in there.
Hey, guys. Ripcord.
And some snakes.
Ripcord.
I was interviewing for Penn staff for a doggy daycare position, and a girl came in and handed me her fanny pack to start and asked where I could hang up her purse, which should have tipped me off, but then I couldn't get rid of her, and she spent almost 45 minutes talking to me about how her only experience with animals was raising snails as a child. She had no other exposure to animals, but snails are just like dogs, she assured me.
Snails. They're just like dogs, I assure you they're not.
Oh my God.
Snails can choose to be men or women at any time.
Yep. Yep.
Andy's insect facts.
Let's go to Tim from Boston. Hi, Tim.
A lot of snailsy.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Hey, guys. Yeah, I was in field with a company down in Rhode Island and for an engineering position. So anyways, I meet with the engineering manager. Everything goes off great. He's like, just as a formality, you need to meet the owner. And he goes, the owner's son's coming in from Long Island. He said his dad passed away. The kid took it over. He's kind of like a snot, but he says, it's just a formality. So, okay. So we're in the conference room, the engineering manager, the owner, and me. And I give my resume. I have my resume in front of me. And he says, why do you have that in front of you? I said, well, I don't know if you want to go through the bullets or something like that. He goes, don't you know what's on it? I said, yeah. He just put it away. I said, okay. So then he asked me, he says, what's the biggest screw-up you've ever had, work-related? And I said, well, I really kind of worked for a lot of smaller companies. I've never really had a huge screw-up. I've worked for small shops. I maybe didn't order enough material, had a little bit of scrap. He goes, I've never really had a big screw-up. He's like, I don't believe you. I was like, okay.
I don't believe you.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can't argue with that. No. Dude's obviously crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. This one, I interviewed a guy who had a huge booger. It was gigantic, like a cornflake size looking thing that moved as he inhaled and exhaled.
Yeah, the flag.
He did not get the job.
No.
Ooh.
This woman said, I didn't have my dress pants zipped up, and I didn't have any underwear on because I didn't want panty lines. And it was unfortunately before I was going to get waxed. So her bush went in for the interview.
Hi, you're here for the bush sizzle. Bush.
Could you? Okay. You're trying to interview someone and you see their bush.
No.
That's crazy. I mean, it'd be crazy.
Are you here for the interbush?
It'd be really hard to just stay focused
gotta
on.
Tighten it up.
Yeah.
Tight. Get some underwear.
How about some undies?
Yeah.
Undies?
Without panty lines, you can do it. There's a way. Look into it.
Had an older woman say during an interview, well, I'd probably Jew the customer down on pricing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, ignorance.
Ignorance.
It's everywhere.
Oh, racism.
Dave. Hiya, Dave.
How's she going, eh? So an engineering company flew me into Cleveland. I was a college student at the time, just graduated. And it was a group interview, so you're going through. I'm meeting everyone at the company at the very end. They're bringing all the candidates into a room, and they put out this nice spread. As a college student, you take advantage of that, and you overeat, of course. Mm-hmm. So you're going down to town on that, and then they put you down in the conference table. They turn down the lights. Seems like they turned up the heat, turned on an old movie to show you a little film on the company. And I knew what was happening, but I couldn't stop it.
Oh, no.
Falling asleep. And, have you ever been to that point where you know it's happening, but you can't stop it? You're that tired?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just conked out.
Oh, no.
You fell asleep during a group interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there was... You're going through individually, but then they bring you all together. There's about five or six of us at the end. Bring you into the conference room. If
fed you a nice meal.
That was a test. Turn down the lights. Yeah.
Turn up the heat.
Yeah.
Put an old timey movie on.
Give you a blanket.
Give you a little blanket and a pillow.
Let's see who makes it out.
Just lay down if you want.
Yeah. Dave did not make it out, unfortunately.
No.
You can't fall asleep at a job interview. This one, on the second interview, I mentioned how the manager was long-winded. Did not get the job.
Well, yeah, common sense not to say that.
Read a guy's application. On it, he wrote he will try to stop smoking so much weed if he gets this job.
Listen, man, I'll try.
Like, I'm not going to fully quit, but I'll make it less.
Like, I'll go, like, a few hours.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm here sometimes.
I mean, he's honest.
Yeah.
I guess he is.
You know?
That guy in Rhode Island probably would have hired him.
Trying to steal people's pee and stuff. But
right.
He's just like, no, man, I really smoke it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I smoke weed constantly.
Steve from Trenton, tell us about something that destroyed a job interview.
Black eyes.
Just took a drink, lifeless eyes.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I went to a group interview, and it was like for a steel plant, and we all sat down, and I had prepared for a pee test because I smoke weed, so mm-hmm. I was all prepared. So we sat down, and eight of us or so, and the interviewee said to all of us, part of the thing she said is, just so you all know, there will be a hair follicle test, so if anyone feels like they can't pass it, feel free to leave at this moment. So we all simultaneously looked at each other, and, you know, I wasn't sure who was nervous, who wasn't, but I just said, well, it was nice meeting you all, and I just got up.
Time for me to go.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, hair follicle, huh? Oh, boy.
Big time science.
Oh, man.
You got a bag of piss here. I'll tell you.
I don't have any of my friend's hair on me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Parents in the United States just can't seem to get rid of their kids. The share of young adults in their late 20s living with their parents is the highest it's been in America in 75 years.
Oh, yeah.
According to a recent study by the Pew Research Center, 33% of 25 to 29-year-olds live with their parents or grandparents. Almost three times as many as did back in 1970.
Well, there's all these stories that come out, too, that the millennials can't do any, the younger millennials especially, they can't do anything for themselves. They can't cook. They can't do, they don't know how to do their taxes. They can't do anything for themselves. So, of course, it makes sense they're staying at home longer.
Yeah,
because they don't know how to
they
be
by can't
themselves.
Manage life.
I have a quick question, and I don't know if it'll work, but who has the oldest kid living with them?
Oh.
Who has the oldest kid living with them right now? 1-855-954-6969. I just want to see what the answers are. Don't be afraid to call. 1-855-954-6969. Who has the oldest kid living with them?
Call in. Tell us how pathetic your child is.
Well, I'm sure you want to. I'm sure you have no problem doing it.
Call your 30-year-old virgin basement dweller out.
Some Italian mothers probably don't. They don't care. You know, like their kids live
a lot
their whole life.
Indians would want you to, like, if we lived with Amber's parents right now for the rest of our lives, they'd be thrilled.
Fine.
Yeah. So in certain cultures, it's
most Indian people don't leave their parents' house and raise their families there.
Yeah,
right. That's how they work.
Yeah, like my old neighbor, they were Albanian, and everybody lived there. Grandma and grandpa, kids. And, like, any kind of, like, children, they're all in the house.
Same house?
Same house.
It's crazy.
Well, those lines,
not a big
just,
house.
Look at the
every
lines.
Single
oh, my
line.
God. I've no,
every single line lit up.
I've seen the lines light up like that.
Whoa.
So quickly.
Wow.
That's crazy. People want to get some stuff off their chest.
Yeah.
Who has the oldest offspring living with them right now at Voice Changing Technology? Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Brothers,
almost 40, still living with my parents at home.
Oh.
What's his deal? Does he have a girlfriend or a wife?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Divorce.
Divorce. Oh, well, yeah, I might move back home.
On a regular
I might
line.
Have to. I might have to when I lose all my stuff.
Sarah's with us on a regular line. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello.
We're wondering who has the oldest offspring living with them right now.
It's not actually me. It's my brother living with my mom. He is 44.
And what's his deal? Why is he still living at home?
He got in some trouble a little while back, but he's doing a lot better now, and he really is helping my mom out a lot more now, too. So,
Are we talking prison trouble?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of
other trouble.
Other trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they usually have the trouble.
Usually have the trouble.
Not happy.
The
things.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't probe.
I will say this. I mean, every once in a while, someone lives with somebody because, like, mom is a mess and is broken down and someone sick. Has to be
well,
there.
Well, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for someone who's helping their parents, right? Because
you're
they
looking
need
for
help.
Someone
who the parents really don't want there.
Right. And they're living there.
Yeah.
Now you become a caregiver for your parents. That's right. A totally different situation. Of course, not what we're talking about. It's just you're still living at home and you shouldn't be.
Right.
Like you could live on your own and you just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
I love how all the siblings are calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother's 58 years old. He lives with my mom.
He's a sack up. Yeah. Let's go to Misty.
Real loser.
We're wondering
she's going to give him the house.
Who has the oldest offspring living with them? Hi, Misty.
Oh, hello. How are you?
We're good.
Actually, it's my grandma. My uncle has been living with her since, basically, the only time he moved out was for 2 years, and he's 55, so he's been living with her all of his life.
What's his deal? What's going on there?
I don't know. Actually, my grandma is paying his car payment. She pays his car insurance. He has a job. He's had a job. Mm. He just refuses to move out on his own, and her health is up in the air. So when she goes, I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this, that in the majority of these circumstances where someone is like living there still, I put the blame squarely on
the parents.
Dude's parents.
Yes.
They're still paying for stuff for the person.
Yeah, they don't want them to leave, it seems like.
Yeah, or it's just they don't want them to leave, or they've just babied them so hardcore where they're like that person's like, oh, well, he has a job, but mom still pays all of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you kind of have to stop.
There's so many in their 50s coming in.
That's crazy.
57 years old, still lives with my grandma. Uncle lives with grandma, 51.
So they never
Uncle
moved out?
Grandma, he's almost 60.
So they never were married, never had kids, never
They've
moved
never
out.
Left never left the house Jeez. In their whole lives.
Hmm.
Uncle is 46, unemployed, single, still living with my grandparents. Don't
Mom, where are my cool orthopedic shoes? My cool orthopedic shoes!
Did you check my closet?
I checked in there, Ma. They're not in there. They're the ones with Velcro.
Boy,
they look
you
cool.
Know I misplace things from time to time.
Have you
I'm
seen
80.
My goddamn sciatic ointment?
Oh.
I got a hot date tonight, and I want to make sure my sciatica's loose.
My God. Oh, let me find it. I'll keep looking.
Mom, you moved my CPAP machine.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that is.
I told you not to go in my room. God damn it, Mom. Damn you.
I'm sorry. I just cleaned your room a bit. I straightened
I
up.
I just
it was
told
a big
I tell you all the time.
It was a big
I have
sigh.
It how I want it. I can't
your
find my Atari remote.
Your underwears were all over the floor. You haven't changed your sheets in months.
Those are private, Mom. Damn you.
All the Kleenex. I know what it is.
Oh, damn you.
It's crazy to think of a 60-year-old guy talking that way.
You're the only person I know with a huge garbage pail full of just Kleenexes beside your bed.
I don't need you asking questions about what those are for.
Your crusty socks.
Oh, God it's damn you.
Funny that it's just men living with their moms. I don't. It doesn't seem like it's the other way around.
Chicks leave because I don't think they can handle mom.
And then there's and dad's not around. Whatever. It's always like son and mom.
Absolutely. 90% of these are that way.
It's always son and mom.
Someone said, my two uncles are currently still living with my 86-year-old grandmother. One is 60. The other is 58. One had issues with prison. The other had issues with drugs. But one even brings girls over to the house. 60 and 58. Imagine you bring a girl.
Listen, Mom, I'm going to need you to stay up here, all right? I got a lady coming over.
Oh, a lady of the night.
Did you wash my varicose vein socks?
I did.
Where are they?
They're in the pantry or something.
The pantry? Well, find them, Mom. Get off your lazy ass and find them, would you?
Okay, I'm looking. I'm looking, son. I'm looking. By the way, I paid your car insurance.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I need that. Yeah. That's the only way I get the ladies. That and those sweet varicose vein socks. You lost them, Mom.
No. I don't know. Maybe. They were so crusty. Oh.
I can't have these crazy varicose veins turning my dates off. You know that.
I know.
Where's my flashlight?
Oh, boy. What? I threw a flashlight away.
It's not a flashlight. Oh, I told you not to get in that drawer ever, Mom.
There was ooze coming out of it.
Oh, God. Damn you, Mother.
Jesus.
I love the just no respect.
Yeah, he hates it.
He's like a punk teenager. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're a real pain in my ass, Mom.
Oh, boy.
Here's a dude.
I'll be better.
Selling himself out. Scott, you're the older guy living at home.
That I am.
How old?
35.
And why are you still in the house?
I'm a stay-at-home son.
That's a good joke.
It is.
Why? Scott, why?
College bills caught up with me, and just never really had the ambition to move out.
Yeah. What about dating and ladies?
Mm. I've been with the same girl for over 5 years.
And she's cool with it?
Well. Yeah.
What about your special time with her?
You know, we find our moments.
In the house with Mom?
No, nobody's usually around.
You gotta wait for bowling night.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
you
so
know,
you're...
I'm going to bingo.
Sweet, Mom. Uh-huh. So you're 35 now. How long do you see yourself as a stay-at-home son?
Probably another year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, one more.
And then you'll be... I got a plan. Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any opposition to it? Like, people said, oh, my God, no, I can't date you. You're still living at home.
Nope, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
People are just used to it now, I guess.
All right.
Stay-at-home son.
All right.
Stay-at-home son.
See you, Scott. I'm a stay-at-home son.
Listen,
poor parents.
It's tough. I mean, I've always said it. There were some good things of being at home, and there's some terrible things.
Right, but to me, it was just, I don't know. I love my parents to death, but I couldn't wait to get out of their house.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted my own space. I don't know how kids today, a lot of them don't seem to have the same feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go next to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? We're wondering who has the oldest offspring living with them still.
My aunt is 68 years old, and she has never moved out of my grandma's house.
Wow, that's...
She's been a stay-at-home for her entire life.
Oh, that's crazy. That's mom and daughter, which, you know,
yep.
Usually they butt heads so severely if they've stayed at home.
Yeah,
like
I mean, they do now because they're both old and crotchety now, so they do now. But she had a full-time job. She never had any problems. She has a college degree. She just never moved out.
Was she homely? I mean, like, she hasn't dated? What's the deal?
She dated in college and actually was proposed to and turned the guy down and never looked back. And she's never dated anybody since. So I don't know if she's a spinster. I don't know if she's gay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's just stayed at home. Just didn't move out. And they never kicked her out. So she's just still there.
Wow. All right, Carolyn. Yeah. Well, I think you set the record there. 68.
Yeah,
it's still living. Yeah, 68.
That's like
insane.
Almost your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
turn that guy down.
You think, Lesbo?
I think there was a lot of that went on like way back in the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just someone would just decide to just be alone.
Yeah, because it wasn't socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hey.
Penis bald.
Bob. Who has the oldest living offspring living with them still? You wanted to chime in.
I have a buddy that's 78 years old, and he lives with his 100-year-old mother.
Stop Holy it! Oh, my God! 78? Okay, well, there we can't top that. There's no way.
No,
so what's the deal, Bob? Why is your 78-year-old buddy still living with his mother?
Well, she makes his breakfast every morning before he goes to work and has his supper ready, and she makes his bed, does his laundry. And
she's still getting around at 100,
he
huh?
He goes to work at 78? What's he doing?
He's a barber.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, but you've got to know why he's never left. Like, what's his deal? What's going on there?
Well, I just think he likes to be taken care of.
Well, that's it. I mean, I guess guys do like that. Guys do like to be taken care of, and I guess sometimes you won't find a girl that will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but no, his mother's in great health.
No ladies in his life?
Nope.
Just mom.
Just his dog.
His dog and his mom.
Just me, your 100-year-old mom.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Going up and down stairs, doing loads of laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
Carried it all up. Stayed in great shape, taking care of this real piece of junk.
Keeps her going.
Yeah.
You would think by 100, you would be able to stop some stuff.
I will say this. At least she's 100. She's never been alone.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
So
like, when I think about if you're a normal person that's 100, everyone they know has been dead for 30 years. You know?
Just happy to know somebody.
Exactly.
I know you. You're not dead.
Yeah, so there's no way we'll beat that.
Bring my laundry up here, man. Move your ass.
Oh, you know I'm brittle.
So slow, God.
I'm 100, for God's sake.
78-year-old Andy living at home with his 100-year-old mother.
God damn you, Mom.
What?
God damn you, I said.
What?
I forget.
Both of us. Who are you?
What's happening?
I don't know.
What day is it?
A day.
Mom? Oh, damn you, Mom. You're so not cool.
I'm sorry, son. I try to be cooler.
78-year-old Andy and his 100-year-old mother.
What?
What?
You're 78. She's 100.
That's my mom.
Yes, she's 100.
She's 100 years old.
Yes, thank you.
That's my boy. Proud of him. He's a real good looker.
She can be a real bitch sometimes, you know.
All right, you two, to your corners.
Huh?
To your corners!
Did you say something, Andy?
He's telling us to do something. Just pipe down, Mom. I'm trying to listen to him.
Are you on the phone?
Huh?
Are you on the phone? Can I use the phone? Are you on it? I'm going to pick it up here.
Use the cordless one, Mom.
Cordless.
The cordless. Huh?
What?
What?
When?
This is a house of questions.
Where is it?
Where are you?
Huh?
Are you downstairs?
I can't hear you.
What?
Hello?
I can't hear a goddamn word. You say what?
Huh?
I don't know. Use the cordless.
Cord?
Huh?
No, the phone.
I don't know. Just say it louder.
Phone.
Hey, no, I'm coming down there. I'll be down in half an hour.
What?
I have to get in the stair chair, Mom.
I'll send it up.
Please do.
She hears everything.
She's totally fine.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.